Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 38 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Zephaniah with a devotion titled, A Time to Seek the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25 reads, The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Our text for today is from Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Gather together. Yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Gather before judgment begins, before your time to repent is blown away like chaff. Act now, before the fierce fury of the Lord falls and the terrible day of the Lord's anger begins. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow His commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. Perhaps even yet the Lord will protect you from His anger on that day of destruction. Gaza and Ashkelon will be abandoned, Ashdod and Ekron torn down. And what sorrow awaits you Philistines who live along the coast and in the land of Canaan, for this judgment is against you too. The Lord will destroy you until not one of you is left. The Philistine coast will become a wilderness pasture, a place of shepherd camps and enclosures for sheep and goats. The remnant of the tribe of Judah will pasture there. They will rest at night in the abandoned houses in Ashkelon, for the Lord their God will visit His people in kindness and restore their prosperity again. The second chapter of Zephaniah begins with a command to gather, which occurs twice in verse 1. The word gather is only used 8 times in the Old Testament, and it is used to describe gathering sticks for a fire. God is commanding His people to gather around one theme, repentance. Before His judgment falls, God wants His people to return to Him so that perhaps even yet the Lord will protect them. You can see verse 3. John Phillips writes, after warning His people, the Lord wooed them. God's people had a short time to repent. Their time to turn from their sins would soon disappear like chaff in the wind. That's from verse 2. So Zephaniah implores Judah to seek the Lord. The word seek is the Hebrew word bakash, which primarily means to seek or search for something with intent and purpose. It expresses a sense of earnestness and diligence in pursuing an object, person, or goal. This term is often used in the context of seeking God and is the same word found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Zephaniah urgently called Judah to intently repent and seek the Lord before they faced His wrath. James Montgomery Boyce writes the following application of today's scripture to our spiritual journey. How much greater is the promise to those of us who seek God's face today? We may have difficulties in life, but we are assured of God's favor in the day of wrath, if we have truly sought Him and do what He commands. Have we? Have you sought God and His righteousness? Are you among the humble of the land? You say, but what does it mean to seek God? It means to seek Him where alone He can be found, namely, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified for your sin, buried, and raised again from the dead for your justification. You say, what does it mean to do what God commands? Jesus answered that question for the people of his day. They had asked, "What must we do to do the work God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." That's from John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. The person who does that has not merely sought the Lord. He has found him, and he is already on the way to living that life of practical obedience, righteousness, and humility, which is pleasing both to others and to God. After a lengthy discussion on God's judgment of Judah in chapter 1, Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, turns to God's judgment of the Philistines, the arch enemy of Judah. Every person, nation, and tribe must face God's judgment. As Peter preached in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, God is no respecter of persons, meaning God shows no partiality. Today's scripture concludes with a promise of hope in verse 7. A remnant of the tribe of Judah will one day return to Ashkelon and reside in the abandoned houses of their enemies. This verse denotes God's faithfulness to his people. The Lord will again show kindness to his people and restore them. Some questions to consider. How are God's love, mercy, and grace displayed even in the darkest of times? In Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, God abruptly turns from judging his people, Judah, and much more severely judges their enemies. What does this say about the impartiality of God? And finally, in what ways are you seeking the Lord? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.